हरि ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, page 37. Shri Krishna de Uddhava, Srimad Bhagavatam 11, 26, 27, 34. My devotees fix their minds on me and do not depend on anything material. They are always peaceful, endowed with equal vision, and free from possessiveness, false ego, duality, and greed. Right? So in previous ones that we showed that these qualities, then they're bad. And then, you know, it shows that then the, you know, then in the alternative, the good. So this one is showing what's good, and then you can see which qualities are bad. So the idea is it's the same qualities. It's not that there's a different group of qualities that are, you know, but it's just that it, from different angles it is brought out. Because we're trying to develop that faith, that devotional service actually does everything. That faith, as we mentioned, that's then what's going to catch Krishna's attention. That's what's going to cause all the impurities in the heart to go away. Right? Because why will the impurities remain? Because we're cultivating those impurities because we think that this impurity will actually give me happiness. Right? Some particular attachment, some possessiveness, some false ego, some duality, some greed. Like this, that will give us some happiness. So when we're convinced that nothing other than devotional service will give us happiness, then we're fixed. That's where nishta happens, right? Because you're fixed because the anartas go. Now to cultivate further and further, it's a matter of how much you're absorbed in Krishna. So now if you can just be directly absorbed in Krishna, that's nice. But if not, then through the indirect, you can see everything connected to Krishna. Right? Does that make sense? But we're not talking about the aspect of where you're taking it. Okay, I'm making money and I'm maintaining myself, so therefore in this way it's connected to Krishna. We're talking about the principle of like, why does money work? Why do the people, how do they function? Right? The mechanics of it that you're dealing with every day on everything. That you can start to see connected to Krishna. Does that make sense? So that way then when advanced, so it's more developed. So we see is that fixed faith, that's what's important. Then on top of that, then through the understanding of the philosophy applied to Yukta Vairagya, then you can connect everything to Krishna. Right? And that's where it develops, right, from the morning discussion. Is that it develops from there. But if one doesn't understand that, then one tries to develop the indirect on its own. And you think, oh, if we become better managers, or, you know, we're more sophisticated, or we do welfare work, or this, and that way then the society will become more organized and all that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it'll be more respected, people get more attracted, and, right? It means, it isn't that people are just falling over themselves to join, you know, the church because they, you know, feed the poor kids, right? Is that, that's why everybody joins, right? And, no? Oh, okay. You understand? So the whole point is that all these things, they're secondary. They're ornaments to the direct aspect of devotional service. But on their own, they're useless. Like if you have a nice ornament, but no one wears it, what's this point? Right? The person can function without an ornament. Then you add an ornament, it just makes it more nice. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah. That's the whole thing. It's just you can add ornaments, but ornaments on their own, what's the point?
Maharaj, is that the purport of the verse that says the devotee has all the good qualities of demigods, but a non-devotee has none?
Yes. Yes. That the it's because the soul is developing, manifesting those qualities. Those are natural qualities of the soul. While for the karmi, even he has good qualities, it's only karma. He's done activities that in this life he's a nice guy. The next life he may not be. Even this life he may not be. Situations change, he stops becoming a nice guy. You know, like that. So that's the difficulty, is that we have to have that faith that it's just Krishna. That's why it says, my devotees fix their minds on me and do not depend on anything material. So the whole point is one can say, no, but we need material facilities and this and that, and you know. But the point is if they're connected to Krishna, are they material? But it's connected to Krishna because you've fixed your mind on Krishna. It's being done for Krishna. That's why it's not material. Just because we're using it doesn't mean that it's spiritual. Right? Like that. It's Krishna's internal potency, not ours. Right? So we can work under, when we surrender to, then we can just be always in that internal potency. Then there is no material, because everything you're doing is for Krishna. You don't look for opportunities for sense gratification. Right? Because the false ego is that I'm the controller and enjoyer. So if there's no sense gratification, that means I'm not the controller and enjoyer. Does that make sense? Yeah. So that's the whole thing. Because if you're not controlling joy, there's no greed, there's no duality. You see everything connected to Krishna. You know, so all these things go away. Yes.
I can see two things, Maharaj. One is a devotee can be fixed in Krishna consciousness in terms of sadhana. You know, can be on the platform of nishtha. But then there's the other aspect of seva, where it's maybe difficult to know whether being attached to a particular service, a particular result in the service, how do you know if it's not a mature attachment?
All these things develop by association. Right. When they're associated with those more advanced, that's where you're trying to catch the mood and trying to apply it, then you can start to analyze and see the difference. So either you'll see the difference because of that sincerity, or by that association, they'll see the difference and they'll point it out and show you how you can upgrade and, you know, like that. Does that make sense? So you're on, you know, sadhana 3.7, you know, upgrade. You know. So like this, that's why association is the most important. And that's why association of the materialist is so bad. Because the materialist means, how do you say? In any case, association with materialists will be bad. But now, associating means you're going to have those that are confident in the position. You know, somehow or another, the karma is going their way. You know, it's like that. Somehow or another, they're more fixed than, you know, how you say? Sanataji's, you know, path of materialism, so they're quite confident and they did it their way, and you know, all these different things that it's working for them. And so then that, because of their confidence that materially you can be happy, that association makes you doubt the spiritual, that you think materially I can be happy. Well, those who aren't confident, but the thing is they want to be, they're still attached to materialism. So they're just morose, so there's more mode of ignorance. The one you have more passion, that's the one you have more ignorance. But both of them, it's a problem, because one starts to think that materially there is solutions, materially there is benefits. But the point is that the only solution is Krishna consciousness, because it's Krishna's world. Right? It's just like, let's say we have a prison. Right? And within the prisoners, they work out their own systems. Any of those systems are useful to get them out of the prison. You know? You know, who sits where, what's the hierarchy and all this? You know? Like that. It won't. Their management skills within the prison, how they control the group that's following them and everything like that. And none of those will help. You have to follow the rules from outside the prison. Right? So those rules then come into the prison, right? And are, you know, by those who are, how you say, working for the government. Or nowadays they're private, right? But whatever it is, they're working for, they're not prisoners. They're employees. Though I think that they have some, they have some politically correct terms for people who are in the prisons to try to make it sound like something better.
Inmates.
No, inmates, that's an old one. They have some new thing. You know, something. Yeah. Some
freedom
yeah.
challenged?
Huh?
Freedom challenged?
Freedom challenged, yeah. But it's some kind of fancy word that they have. You know, it's just like garbage men are sanitation engineers. You know, they have words like that, whatever.
Restricted residency.
It's restrictive residency. Yeah, no, that sounds good. Restrictive residency.
Yeah. Bordered society. Bordered society.
Bordered society. Yeah. 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 So then, where were we? So the people who are employed. You know, who at night they go home or whatever it is. You know, they don't live, they're not prisoners. So those rules they're trying to, you know, trying to encourage. Because those are the rules, by you follow those nicely, then you're qualified to get out of the prison. Right? And then you'll be able to function in society and like this. So that's what the Vedas are. The Vedas are the rules of the spiritual world for application in the prison. Right? And then, because of the range of prisoners, then you have rules that apply across the full spectrum of prisoners. Therefore, the whole Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and all that. Mm-hmm. For those who aren't really to actually follow the rules because you should, but they may follow them because of some benefit they'll get. Right? Does that make sense? Just like, let's say, the guy keeps his cell nicely. Only because of that, then he'll get some other facility. We'll get an extra bread roll or something like that. So you know that, okay, there's some potential there because he's willing to be clean. Because there's guys that just won't bother. Right? They'll take the bread roll from the guy at the next table, so they don't care. Right? So then, you know what I'm saying? But the guy who, he keeps his place clean, because that's the rule, that's the one that they'll notice and recommend. Does that make sense? So you see, is that's what's going on. So therefore, the scriptures are there. This is talking about bhakti, but most people aren't interested in the bhakti because of that materialistic association. So that's why we have to be very careful with how we're associating. Right? Associating, of course, doesn't mean that you're in the same bus or you're working at the same place or all these things. It means the values. You're associating based on values. Mm-hmm. Is that make sense? That's the whole thing. It's it. Is that? Yes.
Mark, yesterday we discussed Sukha and Ananda.
Yes.
And it's clear. And then when we read other schools, then Patanjali, he says that the happiness is the state of mind. And then Jaimini, he says it's when the senses contact the sense objects. So how much attention as devotees should we pay to those kinds of happiness?
You don't have, means we know what's there, so it's you don't have to put it because it will come and go. It's just like how much attention do you have to put for the weather to warm up? Yeah. It just happens.
Right.
You put the attention, you get more affected by it. You don't, you just absorbed in your service, you're less affected.
Right.
But it will warm up, it will cool down.
Yeah.
So in other words, senses contacting sense objects, that causes pleasure. But the point is, what happens if the sense object is inferior? So that contact doesn't create pleasure.
Right.
So that's why they perform good karma, so that the sense objects they contact are of good quality.
Yeah.
And then as Patanjali, it's a matter of perception. If you think it's good, you get happy. You don't think it's good, you're not happy. Even it can be good, but you don't think it's good, you won't like it.
Right.
And it's not good, but you think it's good, and it makes happiness. So all these are part of the mechanics of the material, sensual, or the whole material experience.
Right.
But the point is it won't satisfy the soul. So we're trying to shift from that, engaging the senses with the sense objects, here for sense gratification means just in context of the secondary. It's just us and the secondary nature. Two, it's we're assisting the internal potency serving the primary. So then it's a matter of the senses are engaged. You still are. It's a perception. It's still the quality. It's still the senses and sense objects. But it's now being seen in context of how it will please Krishna. So it takes on its natural state because the jnana and kriya shaktis, they're subservient to the icha shakti. But in the material world, they're still going to work according to the icha shakti. It's still Krishna's desire, since the material world is for the purpose of bringing the living entities back to Godhead. It will still have the same purpose. So it's still going to work by the same rules. It's just that we don't see Krishna. But in the spiritual world, then one can see Krishna. So you won't connect these secondary facilities to Krishna. So you try on your own, but it's still only for Krishna's pleasure. Right? And so it's indirect because he's not interested in these things other than with bhakti. So then it's only a matter of what will support bhakti. So the pious mentalities and activities, those are supportive of bhakti. They're supposed to be used in bhakti's service. So you have to encourage those. The intelligent man, if someone's, let's say he's clean. You don't point out that, well, he's a materialist and he's just doing it for himself and all that, because he may stop being clean. You have to engage cleanliness in Krishna's service. Right? Because we take it the secondary is the real thing. But it's not, it's the primary, it's use in the primary that's the real thing. So material world simply means that we're dealing with the secondary without the primary. But the Shastra explains to us how we can see the primary. How we can see it in connection to the primary. So it's either through our duties, through the metaphysical aspect, through Krishna's pastimes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we have so many different ways we can see it connected to Krishna. All those different processes of religion, you know, the knowledge that's there, the activities, the austerity, the detachment, you know, the varnashram act, all these are ways in which you can connect the material energy to Krishna. But if it's not being done for Krishna's pleasure, it's not actually yukta vairagya, then it'll be pious. But it'll only give material results. So that's why the devotee uses these, but is not interested in these. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you can fry things in a frying pan very nicely without being attached to the frying pan. You can appreciate the quality of the frying pan, so you know, for doing this work, this frying pan is good, so you're going to use that. Because if you have a choice, why wouldn't you pick the better one? If I have the dented up old aluminum one and all that, you know, or I have the very nice, you know, high class frying pan, why wouldn't I use the better one since, you know, I'm cooking for Krishna, results for Krishna. You know, I can say, well, we're not this frying pan and use the funky one, but why would we? So we see like that. Then, and that way, you're not depending on anything material because it's all Krishna's energy. It's all Brahman. So therefore, you're not dealing with anything material. You're on the transcendental platform. But as far as everybody else is concerned, it looks like you're doing exactly the same thing they are. Does that make sense? So that's the whole point, is that the indirect, that's where the confusion comes in. If you can see it connected to Krishna, you're not dealing with anything material. You don't, then you get this where, at least with devotees, where your sadhana, the temple program is solid, they can be really fixed. But when they leave the temple and they get into the various activities, outside of that, the indirect, they have problems. And then it's in between, as Prabhu mentioned, is, let's say, temple service. You're managing, you're going out, going to the market, picking up all the best. And there, because you're dealing in indirect, you see it connected to Krishna, it works nicely, but if you forget, then it gives you the material result. And then, so that's theirs before, is because it was all about Krishna, it's all about the temple, it made it easier. But as you extend beyond into the community, then if you can maintain that kind of faith, then it's good. But if not, the Vedic knowledge and all the means that's given here in the Bhagavatam, and that can help you connect those. Especially as you get into just family activities and that, and money and you know, in-laws and all that kind of stuff. Right? Then you really need to be able to see in the proper vision for it to all be on the transcendental platform. To be able to understand what is transcendental and what's not. You know, because that's the thing, it's simultaneously Krishna and not. So the transcendental aspect is Krishna. But it's his energy, so it's not different from him, it acts according to his laws, but at the same time as you can't say it's Krishna. Right? You know, like the brass lamp you're using in the Arctic is transcendental because it's being used in devotion to Krishna, but it's still brass, so you polish it with you know, tamarind and salt. You know, if someone comes up with a philosophy, it's not different than the deity, would you clean the deity with tamarind and salt and, you know, this and that, and, you know, that kind of jazz. Then that's a problem, because they can't tell what's same and what's different. So they're applying difference where it should be same and same where it should be different. Sir? Yeah? Sir? Okay. My devotees bestow divine eyes, whereas the sun allows only external sight. And that only when it is risen in the sky. My devotees are one's real worshipable deities and real family. They are one's own self, and ultimately they are non-different from me. So that's the actual point. All these things that we're looking for is actually in the society of devotees. That's what we should be cultivating. That's what we should be seeing. So it's the devotional aspect. That's there. In other words, that's the prominent thing. A family means it's devotees. And then they have their duties to work together as a family unit. Right? If everybody takes out the garbage and nobody takes out the garbage, then we have a problem. Right? So everybody has their different functions, what they do and all that, the relationships, how they interact. And then everything works very smoothly. Right? So the point is, the devotees bestow divine eyes. You can see that way. If not, then you're dealing with family as just the sun. And that only works when the sun's up. Right? So it depends upon which relatives come over, whether the sun is up or not. No?
Yes. It can be like a polar winter, 6 month night.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, we're not talking penguins here because they're cute and cuddly. Yeah. We're talking the dark dark elves or something, or possibly trolls. Or, yeah, it depends on the relative. Right? Yes.
The difficulty is to be Krishna conscious means to have our consciousness connected always to Krishna.
Yes, yes.
Because it's very easy
to deviate. Yes. That's why the association. That's why you see through this whole time when we started with devotional process, it always talks about devotees. Mm-hmm. Means even before, it's always about devotees. Other things will be brought up and that, but the devotee one is always mentioned. Because here now is announced the favorable conditions. Every verse has mentioned devotees. Because that's the actual thing. It's just like the five main processes, it's the association of devotees that makes the other four work. Then there's a meaning to the 44 others to support that. No, not 44. 60. No, 59. Right? Yeah. That means they all go to that, right? I think we get the 44 because you remove the first 20 because it's favorable and unfavorable. That just situates you. Then you have 44. Of those 44, 9 are prominent. Of the 9, these 5 are the prominent. So, you know, but of that, then the 1, the association with devotees. So it's just very clear how it unfolds. Right? So that's why it's being brought out, because that's the real favorable thing, is Vaishnava association. Okay. Maharaj Yudhishthira to Vidura. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.13.10. My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. Because they're always going to see Krishna in this situation. So then by that association, then you're in a holy place. Shaunaka Rishi Tirthasuta Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.18.13. The value of a moment's association with the devotee of the Lord cannot be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. And what to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. Right? So you say it doesn't even compare, heavenly planets to liberation doesn't even compare, let alone any kind of benedictions you have around here, you know, whatever we got. Like that.
Just a point on the previous verse about Maharaj Vidura. Maharaj Yudhishthira saying to Vidura about the place of pilgrimage.
Yes, yes.
The word used is tirtha, which literally means something etymologically, something that helps you to cross from one place to another.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Oh, that's very nice.
Can you...
Okay, he was saying that when he was talking about Maharaj Yudhishthira to Vidura about being the holy place personified. So the holy place is called Tirtha. Mm. He says the etymology of Tirtha means that position that where you can cross from one place to another. Yeah. So then you know, through the devotees you can cross over.
Yes.
You know, it's just like we're being in the dham. So that one, the point is to cross over.
Yes.
You know, it's not to, you know, just take up residence. Maharaj Prikita Sukadeva Goswami, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.19.33. Simply by our remembering you, our houses become instantly sanctified. And what to speak of seeing you, touching you, washing your holy feet, and offering you a seat in our home. So just by remembering, then one becomes sanctified. Let alone if you actually render some direct service. So that's the whole point, is that the holy place personified is just by remembering it, you get that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, you know, it's so perfect.
Yes.
So you don't even have to even have to be involved.
Yes.
And if you are, then it's even better. Vidura to Maitreya, like Prabhupada said, in the association of the spiritual master, you make advance. You don't even know why you're making advancement.
Mm-hmm.
You're just around. You make advancement. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not even notice. Someone else points it out. Right? You know?
Did you know you were advanced?
No. Yeah. That's the whole. That's the whole point. Vidura to Maitreya Rishi, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.5.3. Vidura said, O great sage, everyone in this world engages in fruitive activities to attain happiness, but one finds neither satiation nor mitigation of distress. On the contrary, one is only aggravated by such activities. Please, therefore, give us directions on how one should live for real happiness. So that's what you gain from the spiritual association. Kapila Dev Devahuti, Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25, 20-21, and 23-24. Every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But that same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. So that's the whole point, is the problem is not attachment, it's attachment to the material.
Yeah.
Right? Because it doesn't say the problem's attachment, it says the problem's attachment to the material.
Mm-hmm.
So the attachment being applied to Krishna and the devotees, then that's what opens the door to liberation. That's the point. When it contacts Krishna, it's being used for Krishna, then it becomes naishkarmi. So that frees you. That's the point of yukta vairagya. The vairagya, it's yukta, it's connected to Krishna's vairagya. It's not for yourself. Therefore, then it frees you. Right? You're performing the activity by the laws of nature. The activity performed gives the specific results, the material results gained. That you're doing that without an attachment for the result, then that means you'll be liberated. So you're getting that from jnana. But you're pleasing the Lord, so that gives bhakti. So, That's why bhakti includes everything else. You don't have to do something separate. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures, right? No enemies means he doesn't see anyone as enemies. Right? Just like Yudhishthira Maharaj. He saw no one as an enemy. It didn't mean that Duryodhana didn't see Yudhishthira as an enemy. But it means he has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures. And all his characteristics are sublime, right? So he abides by the scriptures. So this idea we're devotees, we don't have to follow the rules. Where would that come from? Because motive goodness means doing the things. It's passionate ignorance that I don't follow the rules. I do whatever I like. I'm free. Yes. Like that. It means free from the rules, not free from the modes of nature. Yes. And his characteristics are sublime, right? So they're connected to the transcendental aspects. Engaged constantly in chanting and hearing about me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sadhus do not suffer from material miseries because they are always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and activities. Right? So the material situation doesn't make them miserable. It's not that it means that it's always a nice situation. It just means they're unaffected. Right? Yudhishthira sitting in his palace. He's very sober, you know, Krishna conscious, deals very properly. Then they're, you know, exiled. He's out in the forest. He still has the same, demure?
Demeanor.
Oh, really? Demeanor. How do you say it in French? It doesn't come from there?
No, demeanor.
No,
it's not.
It's not a French word.
Because I always learned that you said it. I mean, you have demeanor. It was more kind of what you could see, and demure was more kind of the mood.
Demure means shy, unassuming.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's a different application.
He said demeure. Demeuring is a little crazy, but...
Oh, okay, another thing. He's shy, he must be crazy, right?
Demeanor is just a behavior.
Demeanor is the behavior.
That's what the dictionary
says. Cool. That's the problem with English. It's kind of you do with it whatever you want. What it means is something else.
The dictionary is not prescriptive. It doesn't tell us what words actually mean in English. It just tells us how people use them.
Yeah.
It's descriptive, not prescriptive.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fine. Cool.
Where in Sanskrit, the dictionaries are
prescriptive. Yes.
They tell you this is what it means.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem. Oh, well. In the future, they can run the classes in Sanskrit. That'll be very, very clear. It'll probably be much easier, right? You know?
Yeah, less people.
Saying the class would be easier because less people, so less differences of opinions. But I'm talking about the future, you know.
I mean, you can say ak and just let everybody sit for half hour, and then yes, and then you continue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we could follow the Buddhist one, you know, hold up a flower. Never mind. So, moving on. Kapilate Devahuti. Oh, that we do? Yes, no, we did that. No, we did that one. We did that one. Oh, my mother. Oh, virtuous lady. These are the qualities of great devotees who are free from all attachment. You must seek attachment to such holy men, for this counteracts the pernicious effects of material attachment. Right? So if we're materially attached, we should attach ourselves to those who are not materially attached. Right? And then we can cross over the ocean of misery. Sati Devi to Daksha, Srimad Bhagavatam 4.4.12. Twice born Daksha, a man like you can simply find fault in the quality of others. Lord Shiva, however, not only finds no faults with others' qualities, but if someone has a little good quality, he magnifies it greatly. Unfortunately, you have found fault with such a great soul. Right? So that's that, you know. So favorable means that you find the good in others, you cultivate that. So only if it's an obstacle, devotional service is pointed out, but in connection with the devotional service and how it's not favorable and what would be favorable, what is the favorable condition? Like you see here, so when we're talking unfavorable conditions, it's always mentioning the favorable. Yeah. When we're talking about the favorable, it's showing how, you know, what is the favorable and also what are the ones that aren't supportive of that favorable. Mm. So the two have to go together. Right, so fault finding generally means that you're finding the weakness but not showing the strength or showing the application of it. You know, how what would be the appropriate or the proper way to apply. Right? Sanat Kumar to Pritumarsh, Srimad Bhagavatam 4:22-19. When there is a congregation of devotees, their discussions, questions, and answers become conclusive to both the speaker and the audience. Thus, such a meeting is beneficial for everyone's real happiness. Because if it's about Krishna, then there's always benefit. Everybody is discussing, you hear different points of view, that's the whole idea of vichar. Yeah. But it has to be about Krishna as the center. Right? So, yeah. Nard Muni to King Prachinabharti, Srimad Bhagavatam 4:29, 39 and 40, 46. My dear King, in the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, and thus purely conscious and engaged with great eagerness in hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In that place, if one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river, one will forget the necessities of life, namely hunger and thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentation, and illusion. Right? So those are the effects of that association. You become very nicely situated. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Chaitanya Gaura ki.